Hello from Viva Los Visionaries. This is Kristen DeGaitayan, a senior at UNLV, here to serve you a shot of sunshine and lighthearted leadership through this podcast brought to you by the Women's Research Institute of Nevada, also known as WRIN, RIN. Today, I'm going to talk about the process of propagating self-love, success, and succulence to help ease anxiety and bring a little more joy to your life. That list actually goes in order from hardest to easiest. So let me explain how to grow a little baby succulent yourself first. Please note that this does require you to already have a fully grown succulent. Propagation is just a way to make more plants to keep around your house. There are certain succulents out there that can propagate or grow back from either fallen leaves or from a cut section of the main plant. Pinching off a few leaves is far less anxiety-inducing than cutting the top off my plant, so that's the only route I've taken. To take a leaf off, just simply gently twist the leaf off the stem. Make sure that it is removed as close as possible to the stem. To take a cutting, cut off the top piece of the succulent. The next step is the same for both leaves and cuttings. Let them dry out on a paper towel. They will form a sort of scab, which is exactly what you want. Once they've scabbed over, place the leaves on top of a pot of cactus or succulent soil. For the cutting, since it's basically already a fully grown plant, replant it in a pot of soil. The nice thing about cuttings is that the stem left over from the original plant will continue to grow. In both cases, water the succulents whenever the soil dries out. In a few days, roots will start sprouting. Place the leaves in their own individual pots to keep growing. Since these are living things, I like giving them names. I named my first three successful propagations as Barnaby, Bixby, and Bimby. I have no real explanation for Barnaby and Bimby other than they sounded nice. Bixby was inspired by my friend who liked talking to her voice assistant on her phone. Saying all their names together really rolls off the tongue, right? Now, of course, some cut leaves or cuttings won't sprout, but that's bound to happen. I've never tried the cutting technique, but I have had many scabbed over leaves that just never took root. And that's okay, because in the end, there will always be at least that one that does sprout. And that's the success part. The best thing about growing succulents, or gardening in general, is how much time it takes to see progress. Sometimes I get impatient like I think most people would, but there has been a lot of time lately to just do whatever I want. Taking care of something low maintenance like a succulent has given me such pure joy in these troubling times. It's what I consider a nice, big success after a long process. I hope that you can also experience some joy in propagating your own little fleet of plants, or at least use this idea of gardening and growth in your personal life. Like any other plant, you need to provide yourself with all the daily nutrients you need. If I were a botanist, I'd make much better comparisons between the body and a plant, but I'm not. I just like to take care of myself like I take care of my plants. And there's great patience involved in this process too. If those leaves and cuttings take a long time to grow roots, imagine how long it took to start really loving myself, to start placing the roots of self-love in my own body and mind. Then patience is especially present when dealing with myself. Sometimes, I just want to feel better already. Do better, be better. But it takes time. It took a lot of time and sprinkling myself with love and compassion before I could feel all that love settle in. And just like the leaves that never fully grew, sometimes there are parts of me that don't fully develop or make mistakes that I think have offset my growth. That doesn't mean that I have failed. There's always time to keep developing those weaker parts or to amend and improve upon those mistakes. Especially with this global pandemic currently happening, I now have more time for self-reflection and time to refine the garden that I'm growing within myself. In fact, I've been reflecting on a recent time where I made a major fumble in my life during quarantine. When plants are neglected, they wilt and die. When people neglect to take care of themselves, they also experience deterioration in both mental and physical health. I knew that with so much self-isolation occurring, self-neglect may follow. So I made sure to constantly contact my friends. A simple check-in can make a huge difference in a world where we need to maintain distance from each other. But one day, I froze. The plants I had taken so much care of didn't just up and die. No, I just couldn't handle talking to those close to me that were so far away. So I stopped reaching out to others and instead focused on finishing the spring semester. Maybe this was a form of self-love, a necessary step to keep concentrated on my education, but I still see it as a mistake today. After 2 months of not speaking, I finally replied to a friend, and when she said she missed me, missed talking to me like normal, I was filled with both love and regret. This moment will stick with me for a long time. It's a reminder to constantly love both myself and others. So if you really want something to propagate with no extra tools or equipment needed, listen up. Take pieces of yourself, keep them close in your heart, and let yourself grow. That's self-love. Those pieces can be the best parts of yourself or the worst parts that you want to keep buried. Either way, these pieces make up who you are, so take good care of them. I would like for all of us to be able to grow together and one day form the most beautiful garden around. So be like a succulent, be resilient, and fill yourself with so much love that you need to spread it. And spread it far and wide, okay? There's no such thing as too much love. Thank you for listening, and to Rin for letting me share my story. You can find more about them on unlv.edu/WRIN or follow them on Facebook or their Instagram at New Leadership NV. New episodes of Viva Las Visionaries every Monday. Once again, thank you so much for listening and happy propagating. Bye!